In Lamp of the Jewel Sutra, Buddha says, faith precedes all virtuous activities like a mother. It protects and increases all beneficial qualities, dispels hesitation, and rescues us from the four rivers. Faith is the source of the siddhi of happiness. It dispels mental defilements and turbulence, makes the mind clear, eliminates pride, and is the root of respect. Faith is the supreme wealth, treasure, and legs, and is like hands with which to gather virtues. In Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche explains that faith is the root of all virtuous qualities, and as such, it should be our main practice. When we research what is faith, wishing to cultivate this extraordinary quality, perhaps we will find ourselves in Venerable Geshe's book, How to Understand the Mind, looking at the definition of faith, where he says, the definition of faith is a mental factor that functions principally to eliminate non-faith. And we might wonder, what does that mean? The definition of faith is a mental factor that functions principally to eliminate non-faith. Venerable Geshe continues by explaining what is non-faith and its various different types. And there are many things that we can have faith in, and there are many things, therefore, that we could have non-faith in. And as we start practically to explore those different experiences, we will see the enormous difference between non-faith and the faith that can eliminate it. When our heart is filled with faith, completely freed from non-faith, we abide in this joyful state. One of the objects of our faith is in the goodness of living beings, recognizing all living beings are intrinsically, essentially, fundamentally good and kind. Each living being has Buddha nature. This is something that initially is hidden for us. We see many people in our world behaving in terrible ways, with horribly prejudiced, negative, deluded minds, inflicting injustices and pain and horrible suffering on others. And so when we look at them and consider them, quite possibly non-faith arises in our mind. I don't believe there is a good person in there. I don't see a good person there. As Venerable Geshe says in his book, New Eight Steps to Happiness, we may object, how can I see others as kind when they engage in so many cruel and harmful actions? To answer this, we need to understand that when people harm others, they are controlled by their delusions. Delusions are like a powerful hallucinogenic drug that forces people to act in ways that are contrary to their real nature. A person under the influence of delusions is not in his right mind, because he is creating terrible suffering for himself, and no one in their right mind would create suffering for himself. All delusions are based on a mistaken way of seeing things. When we see things as they really are, our delusions naturally disappear, and virtuous minds naturally manifest. Minds such as love and kindness are based on reality and are an expression of our pure nature. Thus, when we view others as kind, we are seeing beyond their delusions and are relating to their pure nature, their Buddha nature. Buddha compared our Buddha nature to a gold nugget in dirt. For no matter how disgusting a person's delusions may be, the real nature of their mind remains undefiled like pure gold. In the heart of even the cruelest and most degenerate person exists the potential for limitless love, compassion, and wisdom. Unlike the seeds of our delusions, which can be destroyed, this potential is utterly indestructible and is the pure essential nature of every living being. Whenever we meet other people, rather than focusing on their delusions, we should focus on the gold of their Buddha nature. This will not only enable us to regard them as special and unique, but also help to bring out their good qualities. Recognizing everyone as a future Buddha, out of love and compassion, we will naturally help and encourage this potential to ripen. If we reflect on these thoughts, ideas, we will find our non-faith in others eroding and disappearing, until one day our faith in the intrinsic goodness of living beings, the Buddha nature of each and every living being, remains unwavering in our heart and has eliminated all our non-faith. This doesn't mean we can't oppose other people's negative behavior out of love. Of course we will. Out of love for them and for those they harm, of course we will intervene. But faith allows us to never question the intrinsic goodness of each and every living being.